She is a super duper pooper.
Yep.
She can potty with the best.
She sure can.
No more diapers to get in her way.
Nope.
We are very impressed.
Congratulations.
She's getting there. She's getting there, Raven. It has been a long process, but my three-year-old Dakota is almost finally knock on everything in front of me potty trained.
Wow.
Yeah. But she's got this new weirdo thing she does. And this has been a long progress trying to get her there. And I did like the thing where I've tried every different way to get her to be potty trained. But ultimately, one day I said, all right, Santa brought you underwear.
Yeah.
And that means that there's no more diapers. So you have to just only at nighttime when you go to sleep.
Okay.
So I just ripped it off like a Band-Aid, no more during the day. And it was rough. It was really rough. But she's got this new thing now that she does. And it's weird because toddlers are weird. They do weirdo things all the time. Okay. I bought this portable toilet. It's like a little tiny potty. It really goes in the back of your car for like if you're out and there's an emergency, you can go and use the little potty in the back, right?
Okay.
It's like a little, it's a baby Bjorn makes it.
Just please tell me you pull over and you're in a well-ventilated area.
Yeah. You know, usually it's in the trunk. They pop on a squat on it. All
okay.
Right. Anyway. But when it came from Amazon and I opened it, she was so excited because she thought it was her own personal potty.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't realize that it goes in like different, goes like in the car and that's it. It's only for emergencies.
Right. It's an emergency situation. It's not something that she's going to take with her and install wherever she's hanging out.
So now she travels with it all around the house. So she'll take it from room to room with her. And then whenever the spirit moves her,
yeah,
she makes an announcement. I gotta go potty.
Right.
And then
she drops
her drawers.
Right there.
She puts it down. We could be in the middle of like watching TV in the family room. We
right.
could be in the kitchen having dinner.
Right.
She's got the potty. She just drops her drawers. She goes right on it.
All of you there.
All of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, here's all
Some
of us.
Some guests, the Amazon delivery
Yay!
Guy at the door, any of that. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Anytime the spirit moves her. So finally, last night, we've been trying to, over the last week, transition her, be like, hey, like, this is great, Dakota. Mm-hmm. We're really proud of you. I go, but that you have to use the regular potty.
Yeah.
And finally, I had to have a heart-to-heart with her.
I mean, does it have a carrying handle, just for my own information?
No.
I mean, is it, okay, so there's nothing about it that makes it easy for you to just, carry it from space to space.
It's a plastic tub. And here's the best part. It's after every time she uses it, I have to go flush it down the toilet. So here's what she said about the whole thing.
Dakota, why do you like to use the little potty?
It's so nice.
Why is it so nice? Why do you like the little potty more than the big potty?
In the big potty, I wear underwear.
No, I know you wear underwear, but don't you like to go in the big girl potty and not in the potty?
No. I want to go.
Go where?
At the potty.
Oh, go potty with Sissy. Go, go.
Go, 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 go.
Go to the big girl potty. Go.
Go.
Run. Run. You can do it.
Yeah, I mean, you guys get so pumped up.
It's a big day.
It's like a rally as you run her into the bathroom. Was that a big potty situation? I thought she was going to use the little potty right there in front of you.
No. She went to the little potty. She went into the regular toilet bathroom, but
yes.
brought the little potty with her, plopped
her.
It down right next to the regular bathroom, and went right down there. I don't know. Why are toddlers such weirdos, right?
They do strange stuff, right?
Yeah. What's the last weirdo thing your toddler did? 1-800-330-9999. It's next. Toddlers are weirdos. Let's just be honest. The things they do are sometimes hilarious, sometimes not so funny, but they're certainly strange. My three-year-old Dakota, she's been walking around with her little tiny plastic portable potty as she's been potty training. And she just goes anywhere she feels like it. She just plops down her portable potty and just goes.
You know what? If they didn't want people to do that, they wouldn't have made it so lightweight.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, why is your toddler a weirdo?
Oh, gosh. She drinks the tub water when she's taking her bath.
Oh, man.
I see Dakota. I see my little one, my three-year-old. I see her stick her tongue in there.
What?
Like she'll like get close to the water, and then I see her like trying to lap it up like a dog. And I'm like, stop. Because first of all, like, they're still learning their bowel functions. So who knows, like, if they're doing pee-pee in the tub, all that. And then they're going to put it in their mouth. The whole thing grosses me out so much.
Sure. And detergent can't be great. I mean, that's got to be a laxative.
Soap? Oh, gosh. Disgusting.
That's wacky.
I don't know why they do that.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that weird thing that your toddler does?
My daughter eats her toothpaste.
Like, I can't leave her little tube of toothpaste anywhere, like in the bathroom, because she will find it, and I'll find her like in random corners of the house, literally just eating this toothpaste. It's the weirdest thing.
I mean, they made it like a trap when they put it in like bubblegum flavors and stuff. Seriously.
She didn't swallow it a lot. I'm like, how do you swallow that? Right? Can you imagine like having your toothpaste and just taking a big old swallow of it? It feels so foreign to me as an adult.
Well, I guess you're either swallowing it or choking on it. One or the other. When you're little, right? You haven't quite figured out that you got to spit it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the weirdo thing your toddler does?
Okay, so my toddler just started doing this thing where right before preschool every day, he puts on 3 pairs of underwear. That way, like, he could choose, like, am I going to wear Spider-Man or Superman or Scooby-Doo today?
Wears all of it.
Wears it all. All at the same time. Because he can't decide.
One of my girlfriends, her son, went through a phase where he refused to wear underwear to school. And I was like, well, what are you going to do about it? And she's like, what do you mean, what am I going to do about it? She's like, I let him not wear underwear. And I'm like, isn't that dangerous and weird? I wonder what satisfaction he gets out of wearing all of them just because he thinks it's fun?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's just like, he wants to be around all his friends, and all his friends are Scooby-Doo and Batman.
Even if they're on his underwear.
Even if they're on his underwear.
Okay.
Hey, Anna and Raven, what's that crazy thing that your toddler does?
So my toddler has a basket of bows in her room. We never, ever put any bows on her, but because she's a little girl, what do you get little girls? I guess a bow. So everybody's given her all these millions of bows. And every now and then I'll go into her room, and she has this headband bow on her head, different colors, halfway on, halfway off, looking like a lunatic.
Yeah. To her, it is the most stylish.
I like when Dakota puts my bra on and then she just walks around the house with it. I'm mommy.
Annie and Raven, what's that weird thing your toddler does?
My daughter, when she was about 3 years old, we were walking around in the bathroom area of Lowe's, and we had our back to her looking at different sinks, and we turn around and she's sitting on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You got to watch her in the hardware store. Yeah.
At least she's doing what she's supposed to do. Kind of.
Yeah, tell that to the guy who's making, whose department that is at Home Depot. He ain't thrilled about that. Come on.
Exactly.